Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. And this week we sit down with Real Housewives of Atlanta star Candy Burris, who talks all about season 13, Baby Blaze's latest milestones, and spills all on the Housewives newcomers. Congratulations, season 13 right around the corner. How are you feeling about it?
I'm feeling good, actually.
That's good.
Yes. And I mean, to make it to season 13 all these years and to still have a lot of craziness going on, I'm really, really good.
How do you feel like this season brings the drama? Because obviously we're dealing with COVID and a lot of other things going on in the world right now. So, you know, what issues are you dealing with this season?
Well, I mean, for me, I think it's just, I think it's more like, okay, I have my personal things happening with my family, and it's not always about having to be craziness. I mean, my family, it's a time for involvement for my daughter. You know, now she graduated from high school, going off to college, you know, dealing with that change. And, you know, of course, you know, I'm trying to open a business in COVID. You know, my family, you know, Todd and I, we're doing restaurants. So I got another restaurant I'm trying to build out and trying to make all that happen during this time. And that's been hard to deal with. We have two small children, you know, dealing with this whole, you know, quarantine stuff is another thing in itself.
And yeah,
you know, and then hanging out with the girls and the craziness of that is crazy in itself.
Yeah. What was it like having a daughter go off to college?
It's different because it was like, okay, you know, I want her to have the college experience, but at the same time, you know, she is going to New York, and it's like this whole COVID thing is happening. So it was just like scary because I'm like, okay, should you even be leaving? Should you be going off to school? You know, I don't get to just like, we didn't get to do the normal take her up to school, be up there all day hanging out with her. Like I only got to be in her dorm for a short period of time, a few minutes to help her get her stuff in the room. I didn't really get to do the normal thing that they normally allow parents to do because of COVID. Right. So it was just sad. Like my daughter, she had to spend her 18th birthday in quarantine, you know, so it's just, certain things kind of just sucked.
Definitely. No. Yeah. It really has. Did you cry though? Dropping her off?
I didn't.
Yeah.
Believe it. It was like, get out of here. Go. No, just kidding.
See you later. See you at Christmas.
Right.
That's so funny. And I know that this season, you know, in the trailer, we do see a little bit about some issues with Riley's dad. I mean, did you work out those differences and what kind of relationship do you guys have right now?
No.
Still the same.
Nah, I mean, it's
It is what it is, yeah.
It is what it is, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure, I mean, you've been dealing with it for a while, but I'm sure it's just as frustrating as it always has been.
I mean, it's not really, I mean, I just don't talk. We just don't talk. We don't, you know, there's nothing really to discuss. It's like, okay, well, we'll just figure it out at the court, you know.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Well, and happier news, Blaze is almost a year old, right?
Yes, this is her birthday.
That's crazy. I mean, did this year just fly by for you? And it must have been so nice that you were able to be home for all those big milestones, because I'm sure you're used to traveling so much and not being around.
You know what? That's what I am super excited about, because, you know, there are the pros and the cons of having to be stuck in, you know, one city for all this time, you know, but the one thing that I can say is that I'm super excited that I, you know, am here for, I did not have to miss anything. Like, Blaze's first steps and, you know, all of those good moments that you get to see, you know, in your babies in their first year of life. Yeah. And so, yeah, I'm super excited. She's growing super fast.
I'm sure.
She's all over the house now.
Yeah. What kind of big milestones has she been hitting? Is she walking yet? Is she starting to blabber a little bit?
She's walking. She has, I mean, she's, you know, making noises. She hasn't really started talking, but she's, you know, gibberish. I don't know what she's saying, but she's saying something. But she's walking well, like really all over the place. She's climbing up the stairs. Like, we literally are trying to find one of those, something to block the stairs off for her from her going up the stairs, you know.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, she's busy.
Yeah. Are you happy to be almost out of this newborn phase? Is that something that you're like really looking forward to? You're like, oh, I cannot wait.
Yes. I definitely am, because I always feel like I'm better with toddlers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Meaning, like, I like when you can tell me what's wrong.
Sure.
You know? Because when they just scream and you don't know what's wrong, it's just like, okay, I fed you. Right. I feed you. What's wrong? What's wrong?
Yeah, tell me something. I know you probably get this question a lot, and probably a lot of people have asked you, but do you want to add another one into the mix? Or, you know, are you guys are done?
We're done. We're good. She's the ending of the line.
Yeah. Completes the family.
Yeah.
How has this time been for you and Todd? Has this tested your relationship at all? And how did bringing a new baby into the mix change your relationship?
Well, I think in the beginning, the quarantine tested us in the very beginning.
Yeah.
Because that's when in Atlanta, I think we were super scared in the very beginning. That's when everything was like shut down in that very first month. I guess that was like March, you know, April, whatever.
Right.
And I guess we were kind of like getting kind of testy because we had not left our neighborhood. We were only walking our street and that was it, you know. So
right.
We were getting cabin fever.
Sure.
But after we got past that phase, we were good again.
This season, I mean, obviously, we have Cynthia's big wedding, and we have this bachelorette party that everybody has been talking about and that we can't wait to see. What can you tease about what goes down at this bachelorette party?
Oh, my God. What did go down at the bachelorette party? That might be better to say. Okay, well, let me just say this. I don't want to give too much, but it was really, like, it was the most fun ever.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. It was a fun party. Cindy was getting married. I was given the job to put together this bachelorette party. And, you know, if it's my job, I'm going to make sure it's the best bachelorette party that it could ever be. And that's what I did.
And that's what you delivered.
I delivered, and if people had a good time, then that's what happened.
Definitely. What do you think about the new ladies this season? What do they bring, and did you hit it off with them?
Oh, I did. I actually introduced everyone to LaToya Forever. Okay. Mm-hmm. She and I, we met a few years ago, and she's really cool. So I introduced her into the group. And Drew, I was introduced to her from Cynthia. She introduced Drew to everyone. So she was really, really cool. Cool girl. And she's really clicked in with the group. Some of us really clicked in with us. Some of us, not so much. Which normally happens.
Of course, you know? Of course that happens. I mean, how is the dynamic different this season with Nene not being in the mix?
It really is just, to me, it's normal.
Yeah.
I mean, meaning that you just have different players. It's just a different circle, but it's still the same situation, meaning that you're going to get a lot of personal story from everyone. It's a lot happening in all of the different lives of all the different women of the group, you know? Yeah. And then as far as how we come together as a group, you know, it's a lot of people bumping heads in the circle. Mm-hmm. Same as it always is, you know? And it's a lot of craziness that's going to happen in the group. And it happens regardless. That does not depend on one person.
Right.
You know, it's always going to happen. And so you'll see.
What was your favorite part about the wedding with Cynthia?
Oh, well, Cynthia, first of all, it was like seeing all these top models run down the runway. That's what I felt like. Because, you know, Cynthia was down, she was, of course, beautiful when she came down the runway. But then, you know, Eva was a bridesmaid and she came down the runway doing like her top model thing. And everybody was going crazy. Cynthia's sister was gorgeous coming down the runway. It just seems like the aisle was a runway. That's what it felt like to me. Now, I felt like a regular old bridesmaid when I walked down, but everybody else seemed like they were top models. Kenya, Eva, Cynthia's sister, they all just came down like supermodels or something.
I'm sure you look just like a supermodel as well. I mean, how are, you know, this season a little bit in the trailer, we see, you know, a lot going on with Portia and Dennis and Kenya and her, and Mark. I mean, are you rooting for these relationships and are you hoping that they work out?
Of course, for sure. I mean, it's the thing about it is that's their real lives. It's like we're watching it on TV as if it's like a soap opera or something.
Right.
But that's their real life. And so, of course, I'm hoping that it works out for the best for them, you know? I mean, Kenya and Mark, they have this beautiful little girl. I was just at Brooklyn's birthday party the other day. It was turned two. Like, they were so happy together at the party. And it's like, that's something that I would love to see for them all the time, not just at the birthday party, you know? So, of course, I would love for that to happen. And the same thing for Portia and Dennis. It's like, you know, it would really be great if they could figure it out and make it work, you know? But it's just like, is that in the cards for their real lives? It's not like they're doing it just for TV, you know?
Right. No, definitely. No, I mean, I think a lot of people tend to forget that. Like, yes, you are watching this for entertainment purposes, but this is your real lives and this is things that you're going through. Yeah, definitely. Well, before we wrap up, I've been doing this with all the housewives, a little game called Housewives Confessions. So a little rapid fire fun questions about your cast and other housewives. So out of everybody in your cast, who would you say is the best and worst dressed or somebody that needs to up their style a little bit?
You said in the cast now?
Yeah.
The best dress. Ooh, the best dress now. Oh, I guess I would give it to Marlo.
Okay. That's what Drew said as well.
And I guess I would have to give Drew the needing to up her game a little bit.
Cynthia said that as well.
Sorry.
That's okay. Which housewife would you call to bail you out of jail?
Oh, to bail me out of jail. I wouldn't call any of them. I have to call myself for that one.
Well, a lot of people did say that they would call you, so I think that's a good one. Pick a housewife from another franchise that you would love for to come on your show.
So I would probably say from Potomac, Giselle.
Yep.
Because I know she would get some good drama.
Oh, totally.
And plus, she'd be back and forth from Atlanta anyway.
Uh-huh, that's true.
Giselle or Monique.
Nice.
Okay. And from Beverly Hills, Garcelle or Erica Jane.
Nice. All good choices. Good choices.
Erica is from Atlanta.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yes. And I went to see her when she came to perform one time. And when I had to do a commercial with her before. And I just felt like we kind of clicked. You know, she gave me that Atlanta girl. Like, she's from Atlanta. You know what I mean? I felt it. So I'm like, yeah, we can hang together.
Totally. Yeah. Got a good vibe. This is a funny question. If you could swap house husbands with anyone, who would it be?
None of them.
None of them.
I'm good.
If you were trapped on a deserted island with one of the women, who would you want it to be and why?
No, because if I do that, then I'm like, why would you say her? No, okay.
No worries. Well, Candy, thank you so much. I'm so excited to see the upcoming season.
It was great talking.
All right, you too. Bye.
That's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.